Welcome to the Ventures in Podcasting.
RSS, XML, what is that? Podcasting, you just wanted a new toy. Untrue. All this stuff is cool, and it can change K-12 education. Welcome to Adventures in Podcasting. My name's Sean Wheeler, and at the time of these podcasts, I'm the director of IMT Services and Training for the Peoria Unified School District. That's Arizona, by the way. Hey, these podcasts, well, they're an audio archive of my adventures in bringing RSS and podcasting to the students and community of PUSD. Sit back and enjoy the ride. Welcome back. This is Adventures in Podcasting, episode number 124 for October 26th, 2008. And I'm coming at you today, a much older individual. I had a birthday on Friday, so happy birthday to me. All right, enough of that. Hey, it is October 26th. It is Sunday, and I'm back on the air after a two-week hiatus. I don't remember why I was off the air for so long, but that's okay. I can't remember where I was, but maybe that's a sign of age. In this episode, we got PUSD podcasting updates, RSS updates, and PUSD, I should say PUSD RSS updates, but nothing's going on, so it doesn't matter how I say it. RSS and podcasting tools and a whole bunch of other items worth mentioning. So on that note, I'm going to find that cool song from that cool movie, and I'm going to play just enough of it to keep me out of trouble. I'll be back. I just love that song. All righty, here we are, PUSD podcasting updates. What's going on? Well, let's see, since I don't have a memory, since I'm so old now, I can't remember what happened a full week ago, but I can tell you what happened this week. Dr. Santarelli actually put out another video cast and audio cast, community update, I should say. Well, actually, there's a staff update as well. He did too, I should say. And interesting enough, the one for the staff went out on Friday with both the audio and the podcast version, along with a written narrative of it. So handled all three ways that time, written, oral, and video. So it was kind of cool. And then, of course, there is one that's going out to the world for the community to see. And I got the WMV version that plays on the website up today. However, when I tried to post the MPEG-4 and the MP3 audio version on the podcast server, I can't get in. And I think the account I was using, because I did set up a special account just for the superintendent, podcast for the public, I think they disabled the account. So I sent an email to the help desk. Maybe we'll get that resolved, get that posted on Monday morning. And at that point in time, I've got a really cool web page set up that I'm going to embed inside the homepage for a while. Maybe I'll do this about a week at a time every time he does a community cast. So folks can subscribe to that. That podcast, and I'm going to have it embedded in the webpage, so it plays right there on the page. So that should be kind of cool, don't you think? Say yes. I think it's kind of cool. So, at any rate, that's what's going on there. And the second thing happened this week. Really, again, we're kind of on this mode of digital storytelling, digital video, digital audio, digital a lot of stuff. It's not 100% podcasting, but it's got audio built into it anyway. So that's the good part. And what happened is Kelly and I sat down to go through a list of things we're going to teach in a class we've got coming up called Learning Through Digital Storytelling. It was a pretty hot topic several years back, or at least 2 years back. I went to a couple workshops on it. People got really excited about it. And we decided that it's probably getting about time for us to do something with it in Peoria. So we sat down, and we started to work through what that would look like. And, man, we came out with something cool, and we're really, really excited about it. So we went through everything that we would teach in that class and what we need to make sure happens in there. So we're going to hit, obviously, the stuff that we have available to us. We are a PC shop, so we're going to talk about Movie Maker just a smidge. We're going to talk about Photo Story, obviously, quite a bit. We're throwing in Audacity in there for audio just because, personally, the two of us don't particularly love trying to do audio inside a Movie Maker. I find it kind of icky. And I'm not overly in love with the one in Photo Story, but you know, if you need to get it in there, just something short, and you have the least bit of fluency, you're in pretty good shape. So, but we're going to hit all of those concepts in there, as well as touching on a little bit of a Oh, a little bit of image quality and resizing, things like that, so we don't make these enormous files and kill our machines in the process of that, as well as, the last thing just slipped my mind, I'm sorry. But nonetheless, that's kind of where we're headed for it. And then the best part of it, we're going to use our Safari Montage server, and when we get done, so part of the class is learning the tools, and the other part of it is they're going to have to actually do an assignment that they would use in their class, and to raise the bar there for everybody involved. Everyone who completes an assignment in this class is going to have to actually have this assignment correlated to a state standard that they have to teach, and they have to provide a kind of a teacher tool, teacher notes on this, how they would use this in their classroom. Not necessarily a full-blown lesson plan, but certainly how it would be used. And then a Black Line Master quiz with the, a quiz with the answers to the quiz and answer key. Yeah, that's it. And all of those things we can upload to our Safari Montage server. So that got us really, really excited about this class. So the good and the bad of it is it's not going to be till about December when we actually teach it. But nonetheless, I think we're really excited, so we've got a little over a month to get this bad boy ready, and obviously we're excited about that. So, you know, hey, who knows, maybe we'll throw something on TeacherTube just so you all can see it, because our Safari stuff is tucked away inside the network. So I think that's kind of cool, don't you? Say yes. Yeah, that is cool, isn't it? All right, so moving right along here, we are at the 6:30 mark, and really what I just need to say is on the 6:30 mark here is nothing new is really going on with RSS and podcasting, and you can't talk, Sean. RSS updates. Wow, I cannot speak today. At any rate, we've got a lot of stuff going on, but not a lot of it's really focusing on RSS in the district right now. And, yeah, that's, like I said before, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just it is what it is. So that's kind of where we're at, so I'm going to just kind of gloss right on by that. And we're going to move into now what I call RSS and podcasting tools. I have one item on this, and I'm going to take a break here before I get into the other items worth mentioning, because there's lots of cool stuff in there. Last time I was on the air, I was whining about FeedEdit going away, or no, SendMe RSS had gone away. It had been sold to somebody, don't recall who, but needless to say, it was gone. And that was a major league drag. The good news is I was reminded this week that FeedBurner, you can sign up, and they do have a feature in there where you can post the widget on your blog, your webpage, etc., and it will send you the RSS feed via email. You do have to register yourself to FeedBurner in order for this to happen, but it does place a nice widget, or does give you the code to place a nice widget right there on your website, and whammo, people can type in their user ID or type in their email address and submit it, and boom, they're off and running. So I look forward to that. I did put that on the person's website that I was helping, and now I have to go back and replace everything on Peoria that's using SendMe RSS, since it's no longer available to us. So maybe it'll come back in some format, but who knows. FeedBurner was also purchased. It's now owned by Google, so I don't think that's going to go away anytime soon. So we should be in pretty good shape with that for a while. So check it out, feedburner.com. And I don't remember the actual name, but, you know, it took you about 2 minutes to find it on there or less. I was a little slow that day. So, all right, I'm going to take a pause for the soda pop break here, like I always do, and I'm going to come back with other items worth mentioning. Are you ready? Hold on, I'll be right back. Alrighty, as we head on in here to other items worth mentioning, boy, do I have a lot of items worth mentioning in here. Obviously, taking a couple weeks off got me way behind on all the good stuff Peggy sends to me. And I actually got something from a friend of mine in Thailand as well, so I'll be talking about that before we're all said and done. First off on the list that Peggy George sent me is Project iRead. This is from Escondido Unified School District. And man, is this just absolutely cool. Basically, what this is using podcasting to teach reading. And basically, what's in here in the show notes is Project iRead is a group of pilot teachers who are exploring using new tools to improve student reading. Teachers are using digital audio tools, iPods, mics, GarageBand, iTunes, and various accessories to improve the reading process. Teachers meet on a monthly basis to exchange ideas and strategies, and we have started collecting data about fluency rates. This has been very promising, and initial areas have focused include self-reflections, universal access, echo reading, and reader's theater. And there's some more information in there as well. And then if you hit that site today, they talk about where they are heading with that. And they're, let's see, they're focusing more on comprehension this year. So to 2008, 2009, they've switched from their focus from fluency to reading comprehension. And their first, looking at their timeline, their first meeting or their flyer was sent out to all teachers and the applications open on October 24th, which would have been yours truly's birthday. At any rate, I don't think this is open for the whole world to see, but this is certainly something cool going on. And by all means, we can check it out and see the great things that they're doing. There are a whole bunch of resources on here available for us all to check out because it is out there for the world to see. So check that out. Good find. I did send that around to the players in the district. Unfortunately, I have not received any feedback on it. So I don't know what to think about that. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's bad. Maybe I'm just kind of jaded. I don't know. The other thing, or I should say the next item on here is... it says PT England students have become experienced podcasters since they first started or since they did their first episode back in 2005. And you gotta check this out. This is Podcasters PT England School, and these little ones have been podcasting for going on 3 years. And this is kind of cute. They're talking about how they're using podcasting, but they did a photo share. It's a voice thread, and it's the happy third birthday of podcasting. Peggy sent that to me, so that's really cute. You need to check that out. But this is a lot of good stuff with kids doing podcasting, and I just thought I'd mention that because Peggy sent it to me, and it made me giggle. I thought it was great. These folks were also one in the school computer world. They won a Computer World Excellence Award in 2006. And for their video podcast KPE TV, and so that's pretty cool. So check that out, and of course there is a link in the show notes. Next up in this list is from the blog of Jeff Erchek. He's got a post about parent communication, and basically what he's talking about, he's got 5 tips in here from his blog, The Thinking Stick. I just love that term. And basically what he's talking about here is helping folks like you and I go from a printed newsletter or even an email newsletter to a blog or a wiki or heck, just a web page to communicate with mom and dad. And one of the major mistakes we make is we think whatever we've got in a printed newsletter will work in an online format. Well, just look, most of your newspapers, they've kind of figured out that doesn't work, and that's true for us too. So here are 5 things to check out. Obviously, I'm not going to go into the detail. That's what the link in the show notes is for. But check it out. Number 1, shorter is better. I'm guilty of failing that one often. Increase frequency, which would, you know, less is more and more often, I suppose. Put more and more images in your blog or wiki to bring home that touch. And then obviously add a personal touch. And finally, keep statistics. So good stuff in there. There are 15 comments. You're more than welcome to read. You're more than welcome to read every bit of that. Good stuff in there. And I love that. The Thinking Stick. That's just classic. Great stuff in there. All right. Also next on this list is a research project on blogging and podcasting. And I'm not going to read the entire blog to you, but this is from Douchy's weblog. And here's a quote from it. While the results showed a similar upward trend for all schools, the greatest improvements were seen in schools that were trialing podcasting across all 3 categories, achievement, attitude, and behavior. And no, it's not a misspelling in my show notes. This is from across the pond. So it's a very brief article in there. It's got a picture of a screen there. But it's an interesting here. I'm going to read some of the bullet points in here. It says, Ian made a number of observations that I think are worthy of reporting here. A similar trend was observed in each school. It is interesting that, especially in the case of students' attitude and students' behavior, the greatest gains were made early in the trial. Gains in achievement were more steady over the duration of the trial. While the results showed a similar upward trend for all schools, the greatest improvement were seen at the schools that were trialing podcasting across all 3 categories, achievement, attitude, and behavior. While results indicate that gains will plateau, that is always the case. with any innovation, as exponential increases are unsustainable. Instead, what is needed is new innovations to keep achievement, attitude, etc., improving in jumps each time, reaching a new plateau and a higher level. That last line is heavy duty. Instead of what is needed is new innovations to keep achievement, attitude, etc., improving in jumps each time, reaching a new plateau at a higher level. Man, if that's not the crux of everything we need to be doing in education, I don't know what is. And, you know, God, I wish I had a good way to make that happen, because it's flat out true. I think we're all guilty of losing interest in things very, very quickly. And unfortunately, bringing in new things and keeping them fresh is very hard. It takes a lot of time to get that going. And about the time you get it figured out, people are bored with it. So, maybe that's just who we've become. I'm not sure, but it is just a huge, huge statement in there. So good article in there. Thanks, Peggy, for sharing that one. Next off in this, I am going to butcher this one in the worst way. This is Riptide First, Fred Deventhal, and he created a blog for PodSafe Music. And this is kind of cool. This blog, he's basically got a whole series of loops, and he's got, what he's doing is 366 days of PodSafe Music. And they're 30-second clips, and they're loopable, and obviously we can use them in our podcast. I think he was on day 279 the last time I looked at this today, if I can remember. And it's kind of cool. I downloaded a couple of them and listened to them, but there's certainly things that you can put in your podcast. And, gee, maybe I should have threw one in today here. Maybe I will. Nah, maybe one. Who knows? It'll be a surprise to you if you hear it. Nonetheless, some cool stuff in there. So thanks for sharing that, Peggy. And we got one more, but I am going to have to take a pause. You won't know that because I'll come back and just keep on talking. But I need to take a drink of my Diet Coke. So I'll be right back. And I'm back. And if you haven't figured it out, I actually did put some of that music in there from Fred Deventhal. And he's up to like 297 in there. That is, I don't remember which one it is, but I could look, but I won't. You can just, whatever. No, that's actually from October 22nd when that one came in. So whatever day that one works out to be. All righty. This year's podcast, Teachers Podcast Awards were given out. And let's see. This is at the Teachers Podcast by Dr. Kathy King and Mark Gura. And this is actually just a podcast of this, but the third annual podcast awards were given out. And let's see, we have Best Student Project Podcast, Red Team Podcast. This is James Salich and his students. And they are from Plainfield Central School in Plainfield, Connecticut. And we also have Best Teacher Podcast, JM Radio Music, Art Technology. I'm going to have to check that one out. Helen Moore, Technology Teacher and Students from Joe Quinn Miller Elementary School. And then Best Professional Development Podcast. Definitely need to check this one out. This is on Assistive Technology Tools in Public Schools. This is the way I'm going to tear this one up. Christopher Bougois, we'll call it that. Assistive Technology Trainer for Lordon County Public Schools in Northern Virginia. Hats off to you folks. Very good job out on it. Make you very, very happy. So cool stuff there. All righty. This is now coming from Chris Smith at Shambles, shambles.net. And Chris sent me an email. Actually, he sent it to me 2 weeks ago, and it came out right after I got done with my last show. So I've been hanging on to this one because this is a pretty good idea. And I haven't exchanged an email with Chris for a while, so nice talking to you again, Chris. And this is kind of cool, and it's something I had never thought about. It's called Start Pages, and he actually has shared two links in here that I put in here. Start Pages go from, these are basically pages that you can post a lot of your content in. And where Chris is talking about it is making a good, solid place to catch up on all your RSS feeds. And so he's got a whole laundry list of things out here available to create Start Pages with, and I'll read off a couple. There's a Jimdo, Surf Ninja, Mess RSS, UOS, Zoibio, Flavor Web2 Start Page, 24 Eyes, Escababo, Linked Feed, Google Cloud, I haven't seen that one, Fold, iOS, Super Glue, Blog Lines, I love that one, Home portals, page flakes. That sounds kind of weird. Who knows? It's a start and net vibes. And I'm going to stop at that one because that is actually the one that Chris is using. And I've got a link in that as well. And this is called Chamo's Guru Voom. And this is just super, super slick. This is a net vibes page. And I didn't realize you could put multiple tabs in net vibes. And so I'm actually going to have to pull out my password to net vibes and go check this out. But basically, Chris has got tabs for just about everything. He's got an intro. He's got RSS teacher blogs, RSS Web 2.0, RSS K-12, Virtual World, Second Life, SI teacher blogs, RSS to Shambles, EDU consultants, podcasts, mags, social networks, organizations, and images. And, you know, one of the things I like about on this podcast page, he's got a link to me. I love it. I also find out that Chris likes to listen to some of the same podcasts I listen to, too. So that's kind of cool. But this is a neat idea and a kind of a neat way to keep up on all of your stuff that you're into. Yeah, kind of a one-stop shop for all of your RSS needs. I may have to look into this. This is kind of slick. Probably ought to be something I add to my Web 2.0 class if it wasn't so full. But nonetheless, it's kind of cool, and I appreciate Chris for sharing that. And obviously, I want you to take a look at that, too. So the links are in there. And some good stuff. All right, last thing on my many items of other items worth mentioning, and I do realize several of these should have been up there under RSS tools, but you can figure that out. The IMT Training Center, that's where I work. A couple of good folks in there. Kelly and Mike worked with a teacher over at one of our elementary schools, and Mrs. Dow and her second grade teachers are working on a music video, or I should say worked on a music video, to enter into a contest worth $25,000. So that's kind of cool. And with the help of a lot of different folks, from her students to Kelly and Mike in the office and to a young man named Ryan, who is a senior over at Centennial High School, they put together just the cutest little music video talking about all of this technology and how it would help them in their classroom if their teacher won $25,000. And so I've got a link in it. I'd absolutely love it if you would check it out and share that with your friends. And, of course, there's a lot of other cool videos out there on that website, too, but I've got a vested interest in this one. I'd love to see Mrs. Dow win that on behalf of the school district. So really, really cool stuff. So check that out in there as well. And of course, hey, if you like it, share it with your friends or try something wild. Email the teacher and let them know. Email me. I'll pass it along too. I can do that. So a couple more things just worth spouting off in there. My Web 2.0 class is off to a grand start. I did a little homework grading yesterday, and I checked in it just before I got on the air here tonight or got on the mic. And I've got a couple more things to grade. So, you know, life of a teacher, what can we tell you? And the Multimedia and Moodle class is scheduled just 3 weeks away. We actually set up another class for that just for the eCampus teachers in between. The original scheduled date, so I think I've got almost 40 people going to go through that class first time through. I hope it works out well. All righty, let's see. And just a reminder to everybody, Adventures in Podcast is now on a every 2 week schedule just because work's getting in the way. That thing that they pay me to do down there, getting in the way of my passion, podcasting. And, well, folks, I reckon it's time to be quiet here because we are now at the 23-minute mark, which means I've been very long-winded today. So you know what happens here. My name, I have to say "and finally" because the script says say "and finally," and I do script some of this show. And finally, my name is Sean Wheeler, and I welcome your comments and your feedback. Drop me a note. My email address is swheeler@seanwheeler.name. And remember, folks, if it's important enough to say to the class, it's important enough for the class to hear it again. Say it again with podcasting. I'm Sean, and I am gone. Thanks for joining me today. This concludes another episode of Adventures in Podcasting. On the way out, I just want to thank a few folks who've helped me out with this podcast. Intro and exit music, courtesy of Joe Seibel, who can be found on podsafeaudio.com. Audacity Software for their outstanding and free recording software. The makers of WordPress and PodPress, which contains the show notes and creates the RSS feed for Adventures in Podcasting. Frederica Wheeler for welcoming you to today's show. And finally, GoDaddy and My Checkbook for hosting and paying for this site. Be sure to comment and tell all your friends about Adventures in Podcasting. I'm Sean Wheeler. Thank you. Have a great day.